Hello, welcome, good morning, good evening today to our last, the fourth call of this package, Enlightened Health. Thank you very much for being present today. And let's allow ourselves to be very present here. And we're starting to bring in some psychic and some spiritual light to surround us all, to surround the entire group and this space. And in this field of protection, we're going to shift now into the primordial light. And we're going to go a little systematic today through the different parts of the body that will address the different issues, and not just the physical issues, because there have been submissions about other things, as you know. There will be all areas of life affected. As we're moving through parts of the body from the top down, we're also affecting areas of your life because you are a multidimensional being. For example, you might have congestion in your veins, or you have water retention, or there's some overweight going on, and at the same time you have financial issues, or there's things around the house, or then that same area is being addressed. So just think of your body being multidimensional, that is then expressing itself not just as an issue in your body, but it's also happening around you. It can be in relations with other people, at your work, whatever it may be. So we're going to work through a silent portion now of the call, and I will be guiding you through the different parts of your body and your life. So be either sitting somewhat straight, comfortable, not crossing your legs, or you are sitting in a particular kind of lotus position, that's okay, or you are lying down if you cannot sit up straight. I'm taking a deep breath, yes. I'm just allowing spiritual light to enter your crown, golden white liquid light to flow down from the top down now. I'm just going to wash out remnants of things that have already shifted and changed, and just habitual patterns of seeking and looking for the old diseases. Sometimes we get healed and there's still sort of an imprint of wanting to recreate it because it's so comfortable, so habitual. And that happens on the unconscious level. And also the mistrust that will it come back. There's a pattern of seeking because you do not know yourself, so you will keep seeking an issue. Now, what I just said is very profound, because you get healed and things fall away, but you do not know yourself. You don't understand the deeper dynamics of life, so you will basically continue to create more problems. So right now, in this present moment, we want to clear some of this here today, allowing the white golden light to flood through you and to wash out, especially the throat region, the solar plexus region, and the lower abdomen. And again, for anybody who hasn't been live on a call and is catching this last call, which there are quite a few people, all the issues that you have submitted, and especially the ones from the first, I know a lot of you sir kept submitting and submitting. Please remember that we're working on the original issues that are multi-layered, and if those have been cleared, then the healing will go deeper into areas that are necessary for you. So all the issues are before me here, and they will be shredded, deleted, eliminated after the calls are over, just as a general information hygiene. And also in that sense, to really kind of enforce and ground the fact that these issues we could offer up for complete reconciliation and wholeness. We're having a very challenging astrology going on, so you might find that you are having a bit of a tough week, or some of the issues that, or there may be some new issues that are arising specifically today, or the, and also we are going into the summer solstice and also the winter solstice in the southern part of the planet, and this is a very, very intense time right now. So we're going to include these kinds of extra challenges, the planetary, the collective karmas that we share as being ameliorated here today in this call. So going out to open up now to the primordial light, the light that of all of existence, the source light in its expression that we can see. So we're going to allow this primordial light, and I don't want you to visualize anything, because visualization is from the mind, and the mind is cannot contain this light. This light is causing your mind to exist. So it's just receiving. Just become open, innocent, vulnerable to existence, to the fact that there's only goodness, even if you might not believe that, but nature within the essence of who you are is absolute goodness, and opening yourself to that light that you are within. And we're going to, and requesting this just happen specifically right now in the entire head region, including the neck, through all the layers of your aura. And this includes also entities and such things that often we harbor in the crown chakra. Blockages, obstacles that show up in your life. Now we're requesting this primordial light to settle in the throat and in the chest down to the diaphragm, including the diaphragm. So the throat area, the chest, and the diaphragm. This includes the arms as well. So all the issues around the shoulders, pain, lungs, diaphragm, arms, hands. So we're going to move from now the diaphragm down to the pelvic floor, including the diaphragm, the abdominal area, in the pelvic floor. And all the areas of your life that relate to this particular part of your body. And that's not just bladder infections or digestion, or but also relation to others, especially people are close to you, because this area is where we are holding space for others in an unconscious way and in a very distorted way. Continue to increase the primordial light. And deepening, deepening, deepening. Now we're continuing now the pelvic floor down to the feet, including the feet, all the legs and the hips and the pelvic floor. These are dimensions. If you know a little bit about the chakras, below the base chakra are other chakras. They are often called the hell realms. There are dimensions that when they're open, when they are not, when we are somehow identified somewhere as consciousness in those regions, we will show up, you know, with problems in these areas. So we definitely want to not live in these realities and know ourselves as the light only, as the purity, and not be caught up too much in the negative mind. So I'm just going to ask you now to close and shut all portals and dimensions that are not really reflecting who you really are. Balancing out, balancing out, balancing, balancing. And there's some balancing also the right and the left side of the legs. I see a lot of imbalances, asking that to be balanced. Good. Now we're going to come to the center of your head. Bring your attention to the center of your head, inside. The light is in the whole body and is continuing to brighten into every little cell. If you're in the center of your head, there's a brightness there. And if you don't see the brightness and you're not experiencing, that's fine. Then in this moment, you might just imagine a brightness there. This brightness is radiating out into your whole brain area, the front, the sides, the back, the brain stem. This light is very smooth and even. It doesn't even have rays. There's no time and space. It's just like a dimmer brightening the head area. And it's brightening so much that if you look down into your chest, it's getting brighter in there as well. You look down into your abdomen, it gets brighter in your belly. And all the way down, you're just full of light. Your legs are all bright on the inside. Everything is bright. Now I want you to bring your attention to your issue, the one that matters most to you. And you remain in that brightness. We're going to ask this primordial light to intensify. Intensifying 100 times now. And 1,000 times in the subtlest, subtlest. Let's bring it now more into the mind itself, into the thinking process, the movement. I can see minds moving around. Movement in the mind causes disease. Mind should only be moved by you as consciousness when you are your pristine nature. You're the light that you are that moves into the mind and moves the mind. When we move the mind as the person, as this person that you think you are, which is really an entity, you are an entity actually, like a lot of other entities, an identity, then the disease happens. So right now in this present moment, allowing this light to eclipse your sense of self that is false, just for a moment. Yeah, take a deep breath, and all that remains is really you, you that is real. That is always healthy, and that is the certainty that all your issues are already healed, and that issues did not exist in the first place. It's hard to understand, but one day you listen again to this recording, and maybe after a year or two, and you will understand things very, very deeply. Very good, very good, very good. It's beautiful. Lots of good stuff happening here. Wonderful. Very nice. Very, very nice. Wonderful. Very excited. Okay, let's see if we can take you deeper. There's secrets of healing that I actually talk about. And if you understand, and I know some of you have already kind of mentioned that in the group, you're understanding how disease is created and how healing happens. Not that complicated, really. But it is extremely challenging to the person, the identity that you are, that wants to do something, wants to understand something, that thinks that there's a cause and effect. What causes my situation to happen? What is it that I'm doing wrong? See, that is a cycle of the chicken and the egg. And you'll never find the answer, really. It just goes round and round. And by accident and through karmic events, you kind of flip, you kind of shift out of that particular issue into another one, and you think you did it. We often, you know, we claim that we did that, but it's just happening to you. This is all happening to you in your unawakened state and the unillumined enlightened state. We think that we do all this. This is an illusion. So what is it that really heals? Is you shifting from the person and the problematic, the troubled, suffering person back into the core, into the light that you are. That's the only thing that heals. And how this happens is not necessary to completely understand. If you did understand it, the mind will hijack it and try to copy it, because mind is a copycat. It always copies everything. And it cannot copy the magic of this universe, although we humans try, but we are failing at it constantly. So it is very important to understand that you are the light, and by choosing to be that, not just in the mind, but you inhabiting and making a home, you're nesting in it, you're making a nest in it, then that's where you basically create the golden eggs, you could say. That's where your financial world changes, your health adjusts, where your relations become blissful for you, your experience changes, and your behaviors will change. So right now, as we're speaking, we're working with a lot of the issues that you have submitted that are touching on these areas. And maybe they're coming to mind for you right now in this present moment. Yes, there you go. Good. Just, yes, that's right. You are none of these problems. Loving yourself, the true self, that you are a little bit more than trying to fix the problem. Have a little less power engaging in that and resting more inside of yourself, which brings illumination, inspiration, ideas, how to approach things. That's receiving, receiving, receiving the breath, receiving the light. Asking to increase the light now, again, and deepening, deepening, deepening into every cell of your body. And every cell is like a little soul. There is consciousness, you as consciousness, allowing all these souls, the trillions of little souls that make up your own one soul, allow them to all be in a group, work together in harmony and wholeness. Nobody going off doing their own thing. Working together in a group. Lots of shifting now, good. Increasing now. Now more luminosity is coming in, it's much brighter. Allowing that to come in now. Yes, receiving that. We're going to eclipse the problem. The name. The mind gives names to things. Everything you've written down are words. Words are not reality. Not the reality that we know of, because the reality cannot be spoken. Who you are cannot be spoken. So anything you can write about is not what you are. So allowing to, again, to eclipse all that you have written and submitted, which you have named, identified with, even if you feel it. Feeling is a function of the mind. You're not your mind only. Good, we're shifting now. Everybody's shifting now. And we're coming to the name of the package. The name of the package was Enlightened Health. This speaks to the person that sees the world in different forms and aspects and disease and health. But really, when we look at the word, health is wholeness and light is wholeness. So both are really the same. So we're really collapsing now the whole understanding of this. We're leaving no imprints, no footprints in misunderstandings here. And you don't have to follow completely what I'm saying. That's okay. You might be very deep and just enjoying the light, or you're noticing some of your symptoms getting stronger and moving through. That's all good. The less we understand, the more closely we are as being who we are. Because you cannot be understood or named. Good. There's a lot of energy coming up the feet now. So as we are coming now to the portion off, just remain as you are and just be here, relax more. Don't try to accomplish anything. We're going to go really into more surrender into the light. Don't try to accomplish anything. And I'm going to take the first caller, and that is Kathleen in Washington. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so how can I help you?
Well, actually, I guess what I would like the most is maybe just a little bit more feedback that I'm actually doing some of this.
Okay, doing something with this. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Good. Okay, so that's good. So you just all you have to do is deepen into this goodness. Open yourself to the feeling of feeling good. Receive it more like a fragrance. Receive this feeling good. Even more, and that's all. Very gentle. Don't work too hard at it, and that's all you have to do. It's like when you go to Hawaii and you lie in the sun. You just lie there, right? You don't do much. And then you tan.
Okay.
Yes, that's simple. Is that good, or is there something else you want to ask?
No, that's good. Actually, I liked hearing what you said about words. Because I get so tangled up in words.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's good. So then that's perfect. You just enjoy yourself. Okay. And let the magic happen. Okay, thanks, Kathleen. Okay, bye. Okay, so the next person is in New Zealand, and that's Diana. Hello, Diana. Hello? Hi. Hello, Diana. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't hear you. Okay, so I'm going to move on to Michelle. Michelle in... Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Yes, hi.
Awesome. I got on the call. Thank you, Irathima.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah. I guess what I would love to have understanding with, I think I have currently an active substance misuse that could really spiral out of control. So I'm wondering if you can let me know of perhaps one, four, or all four things. I'm just curious of the origin, if any organs are being diminished in their function. I wish to release.
Would you? Is it okay for you to say what it is? Is it something illegal? Is it something legal? I mean, there's alcohol. There's medication. Or is it? If you're uncomfortable, you don't have to say. But is that something that the doctor would prescribe you, or something totally?
No, it's nothing illegal at all.
No. Okay.
And not by doctoral prescription either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Your question was if it's affecting your organs or why you're doing
it. I guess the origin, just to see if there's heredity or is it entity or anything like that. And then if there's any organ function and what I can do to help myself.
I sense grief in you. Do you feel like there's a lot of grief inside you? And is that true?
Did you say grief?
Grief, yeah, sadness, like lots of
sadness.
Oh, sadness.
Let's see. There could be some grief, some sadness.
Because when we take some substances, we actually don't feel things, right? We become numb. And often,
right.
And so that's the thing, you know, there's a grief of some kind of not really abandonment is the right word, but being misunderstood and not paid attention to. And I see that both your parents were doing this in different degrees. And you know, what caused that originally? We can go back to probably past life and et cetera. I would say that the main thing with substance abuse is that there's a control that goes on. We don't want to, everything that we've done in the first part of this call about receiving and letting go of this person that we are so we can be who we truly are, that is usually counteracted because there's something that thinks that I must feel a certain way, life must be a certain way, and unfortunately that doesn't work. So we are, this need in the second chakra to move out and control life is what always has to do with, what leads to substance abuse. A manipulation of your people manipulate themselves constantly, you know, but when it gets, when there's a very, very deep sense of being out of control and not really wanting to feel life, because there's a sense of deep feeling and surrender, that if we want to avoid that and avoid meeting ourselves with the deep shames and guilts and the sense of imperfection and out of control and whatever that is, then there's usually, you know, then we people take substances for that. And that's when, you know, you go into a cycle of problems. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So for you, I would say whatever that is, you know, how deeply you're in it or not, is that you just have to be tough. That's really what you have. Because people who take up substance use have a strong weakness. I have to say they are very weak psychologically because they are not wanting to experience what's really there. So if you sit down and really let unravel what's inside of you, and let yourself be eclipsed by that, and sometimes it feels so horrible and so horrible, and to move through that darkness, the dark night of the soul, or whatever you might want to call it, it's not really the darkness of the soul, but something like that, then you can conquer it. It's going through a withdrawal of being in control in life. Does that help? Because that give you some direction?
Yes, and actually, like, I was on the call there, but I had to prematurely leave the call last Saturday. Mm-hmm. I think it was last Saturday. Mm-hmm. And there's already been changes in my life, like myself filling the loneliness void of friendships. Mm-hmm. So there's already some great things happening there, and
yes.
I think that's where this. You're right. Like there's sadness there, a sense of disconnection or non acceptance is one thing.
Yes.
So yeah, yes. What is great though is there's change already happening since that last call.
Yeah, and if you keep the light, it will wash away. Like it's like I said, you turn up the dimmer in the room, and suddenly the problems are gone because there it's too bright. Just keep listening to this, but at the same time, make also a commitment to take away everything out of your house that has to do with that, and to sit it out. I suggest also for other occasions sometimes to have a special chair, your queen chair or a special throne or your timeout place, and you go there and you do not leave that place until you pass a particular process that is very difficult inside you, an emotional whatever what it is, and to look at life more like, look at what happens within you more like a scientist, like observe, like, wow, that's interesting. How deep can this sadness go? Let's be with it. Wow, can it go deeper than that? Wow, that's really amazing. Can it even, where does it go? And then you break right through and you realize underneath has been always love. So
love it.
Yeah, it's true. Become a bit of a scientist.
Really curious. Yeah, that sounds,
okay.
That sounds great.
Okay.
I love that curiosity. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye, Michelle. Thank you. Okay, this is a person in BC, and that's Joseph, maybe? Hello? Or 250? Hello?
Greta.
Hi there.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a challenge with hiatus hernia.
Mm.
And heartburn about for 8 months, and last 3-4 weeks is getting worse.
Okay, it's getting worse. 3-4 weeks since you've been using the package?
Yes.
Ah, that's a good sign. You know that when things get worse, the body's really digging up, right, the stuff. So touch this area a little bit. Don't slouch, but just touch. Put your hand gently there.
Okay.
Okay. There's a few things going on there. There's something very swollen. Just going to ask this to unswell. It's on the left side. And then another area is actually very contracted. Very interesting. So you are you somewhere, I call it a double bind in life. Are you somewhere in your life right now where, or has been for a while, where you are conflicted about something? You want this, but you also want the opposite.
I was always like that. I'm Gemini.
Okay. Well, you know, not all Geminis have a high adlernia, but I understand. So there's some deeper conflict within you. Okay. So let's just kind of offer that up. Again, you just allow yourself to just receive, and anybody who has conflict within yourself, yes. Okay, there, now it's starting to spin. I'm going to ask the inflammation to clear and the position of the tissue on the right to adjust. Allow all the muscles to remember where to move to. It can go sometimes very swiftly within just minutes and hours where everything shifts back into its original position, right? So don't assume that this has to remain, because I can see inside you that you think it has to continue like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just keep listening to the MP3s, okay?
Because it's hurting my esophagus when I swallow now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Of course, because it burns. Yeah, that's right. Because it's all inflamed. So yeah, you have to. Did you adjust your diet as well? Are you changing your diet very, very bland right now?
I'm taking apple cider vinegar. I stopped drinking coffee.
Mm.
I try to get off the bread, but it's not easy.
Mm.
Try to alkaline diet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Apple cider vinegar.
If I had pain in my stomach, I wouldn't take apple cider vinegar, but I know some people, for them, it works. You have to see if it works for you or not. Okay, just allow the healing to continue. Allow the healing to continue. And don't think about it so much. Do something that's fun for you, okay?
Yeah, but it makes me cough, you know.
That's okay, Ida. That's fine. Keep still doing something that's fun for you. And just don't allow the sickness to pull you down and get distracted. You have to rise above it. Bring your attention, because everything around the stomach has a lot to do with your mind. So just do something that's really fun for you and that you enjoy, yeah? And then allow the MP3s to continue to do this healing for you, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good. Okay. I want to try Diana again in New Zealand. Can you speak now? Are you having the microphone?
Hello?
Yes, there. I hear you now. Hello.
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay. How can I help?
One of my questions was to do with ascension symptoms and discerning what is a real symptom versus what's going on in your life. Like, I've had things like chronic fatigue, but...
Okay, let me answer that. What's an ascension symptom and whatnot? Ascension symptom is a modern word for just a spiritual growth, evolution that just has sped up. Yeah, there was always evolution, but there's a certain bit of a bigger jump in evolution. And so what that means is that the karmas that we're born with, our imbalances, they come up a bit faster. Now, how do you know? The question is always, do I need to do something about it? Is this serious?
Yes.
Yeah, right? So if you know how to be in your core, if you know to be honest within, just very, very, either through practice, you know, like my core meditation I offer for free, or just another way of you knowing, just a simple way that you know you live in New Zealand. It's just something you know. There's an honesty there. You know you don't live in Africa. You know that when you say something that distorts you within, when you are in that simple truth, you know you're a woman, you know you live in New Zealand, you can also ask, you kind of not just asking, you kind of know within, is this something I should be concerned about or not? And you just wait a moment. You can feel a relaxation or a peace that arises. And then you know, oh, okay, this is okay. This is just something. I'm actually truly well. I just have some symptoms on the surface. If you are noticing you're really feeling not okay, there's something really like a signal, like a sense of alertness, a sense of like something is wrong. Women have that intuition, right? Then you go to the doctor and get it checked out. Or what it basically is, you just, what it really means is that you need a little bit more support. That because everything, every disease, there's no this and that. There's only one thing. We are all evolving, and diseases are showing you that you are basically imbalanced, and that if there's energy flow, then there will be an adjustment towards it. If there's not enough energy flow, you stay stuck in it for too long. But essentially, it's everything is moving. So to even make it two different issues is almost wrong, but I understand where that comes from. So right now, in this present moment, if I ask you, is this something you need medical assistance with and you need more support, yes or no? How is your response within?
I feel like I'm slowly coming right, but
good.
My issue is I wonder still if I'm got resistance, so I could be growing much easier than what I do.
Yeah, everybody has resistance. That's why the disease is there. Every disease is equals resistance. There's no difference between disease and resistance. It is resistance to life, to who you are. So the more you actually accept, one thing to start with is to accept that you have an issue and that you're not perfect on the surface. There's some kind of confusion there that you think you are this person with this problem and the likes and dislikes that we have in life. To just kind of be more innocent like a baby and just kind of be open, wide-eyed towards your own nature, towards life itself, and to breathe and be here and trust and to cultivate these parts. And then that will gently also resolve the resistance. And once the resistances go, diseases go. And as long as you're in this human body, you know, you have the karmas are very, very, I mean, we only address a little portion of our karmas in one lifetime. Then if this is not your last and you have just a little bit left until you, you know, become the light itself and liberate it, there'll always be something. But if somebody doesn't resist, what happens is that the diseases just flow through really fast. They don't even notice, yeah? Where others, they have to manifest it as these dense physical things, and it takes so long, months and years to stick around. And then they call them chronic diseases. They're just like lots and lots of resistance. That's all it is, really. See how easy that is? It's very easy. Yeah. So I really would like to end this call here that we have today in a very profound way so that you become more masterful in living and become more independent and realize that you are the source of all healing, and I'm a reminder of it. And yes, there's an energy transfer that really happens. I do literally use my own psychic energy and spiritual energy to engage with you, and that is a great gift. But at the same time, it is for you to jumpstart you to remember again, okay, how does this work? How do I do this? There's a deep learning that happens on the unconscious levels each time we engage. So it's not just like we have a little moment together. There's something's being reawakened within you, and something turns on in maybe a week or a year from now. So, yeah? So,
yeah.
Okay? All right.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks, Dana. Okay, so there is a number, 46703. 467, there's no name and nothing, so I'm not sure who that is.
Hello?
Yeah, who is that?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Anna from Sweden.
Oh, hi, Anna. Okay, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was calling it. Hi. Thank you so much. I was wondering if you could assist me with one thing that I haven't been able to resolve. Something with the vertebrae in the chest.
Vertebrae?
Yes.
Okay.
The chest area around the heart and up to the thymus. Something is pushing there.
Okay. All right. So you just feel a pushing sensation, not real pain?
Well, they are kind of tender.
Okay.
If I touch them, they're tender. And I feel pain if I walk a long day.
Yeah, it's a little subluxation.
Oh.
Can you notice a change? Now move a little bit and maybe it'll crack at some point, or and it is a little kind of a little tender, I can see, yes. Yeah. Somebody's opening the front of your chest. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, it feels more spacious.
Yes, exactly. So that will, it will filter through into the denser levels. And then affect the physical body as well. And there's a little bit of, like you had a fight with a male figure.
Okay.
And that
okay.
is lodged in there like a word or some hurt or something. So we're just going to allow that to clear as well.
Okay.
There you go. That's it. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Yes, yes, yes. Good. Okay. I'll let
okay.
you go. And let it continue
okay.
to settle. Thanks. Okay. Bye. Okay, so we have another person with no name, 49715. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi there, Ursula. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, good. Anything we can do together today?
Perhaps you could address the sleeping issue. I had sent it in, and it has become much better,
mm-hmm.
especially when I play the second call before going to sleep.
Okay.
I did that once and I noticed that sort of sleep was getting a bit less restful.
Yeah.
What is still a bit of an issue is that I tend to wake up during the night and it's almost as if cortisol or something was too high or something, because it's really like a bit of slight feeling of panic or something,
mm-hmm.
and a feeling that I need to move, which is not very practical in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 I can see it. Okay, we're just already correcting that. There you go. It seems to me like almost like a reaction to this astrological time right now. There's a lot of, yeah, I can see the energy in your auras. Is it starting to, I don't know if you can feel that right now because you're not sleeping, but but there is a calmness coming in now at the outer edges of your aura, and just it corrected itself into the heart. So allowing that also, I'm asking now into the solar plexus to also align with that. Ah, now you're showing me. You're engaging with a lot of other beings, okay? So, good. We can have that. So, okay, good. So, becoming more conscious, good. Allowing to letting go of everything. You're supposed to be alone, all at one, alone, and not be in relation on the surface bodies with anybody. You're only in relation with your core, with the light that you are. And that relates to the entirety of all of existence. Okay, so we're just going to allow some corrections in the solar plexus. There you go. Can you feel that?
I'm so excited. Yeah, because that's what I've noticed during some days now, you know.
Yeah.
That I constantly have to sort of look at, about my boundaries, how my aura is, and that
yeah.
we have exercise in the course, and that's why it's so obvious.
Yes, right. It's obvious, yeah, but yeah, exactly. When you have probably people pop into your head, right? You think about certain
mm-hmm.
people. Yeah. Don't think that you're thinking about them. They're thinking about you. We had a situation just yesterday where my partner was constantly like thinking about this person. And he said, man, and I said, well, look, you know, so he was starting to look and read into this, what was going on, right? So we basically, you know, just, okay, said, hey, you just move out here. Just, you know, have nothing to do. Because people suck your energy, right? They're vampires. They don't know that. Don't do this always on purpose. They're unconscious because they're maybe jealous, or they kind of want something from you or whatever. they compare, all that. Now, so what happened is instantly, the moment this person was removed, the phone rings and the person calls, because the people want to stay stuck, right? They want to just latch right on. In that moment, you don't take the phone call, or a person wants to involve you in some conflict. You just don't do it. You just go, better go to the bathroom or something, just do something different. Yeah, so yes, just tell everybody to move out, Ursula. That's it. Okay.
Yes, I knew that I had an issue in that direction, but only in the last few days I realized how prevalent it was. And like we did several times during the day, and I was, oops, something is wrong.
You became more conscious. That's all. That's good. You didn't know this 3 years ago, but now you're seeing something, and that's awesome. Yeah, that's perfect. So you have a good sleep tonight. Okay. Bye. Bye. Yeah. So that's how it works. Okay, this is a person in Florida. It's 40733. Hello, can you hear me? 331.
Hello?
Yes, hello there.
Oh, who's that? Thank you. Oh, goodness. First, I just want to say I love you so much.
Thank you. I'd like to hear that.
Oh, I just feel like I hit the jackpot. Okay. Well, the last caller actually was very fitting as well, just as so many of these are. But I would say, foremost, I have had a lot of health challenges in my life and a lot of healings, and the biggest being scleroderma. But I feel like it really revolves around, I would love to be shown or assisted on how to fully relax in my physical body, or to feel safe and boundaries.
I know what you're saying. First of all, there is a, because as we evolve and we constantly change our boundaries, just the way you change from being a baby to an adult, you continue to evolve. So boundaries are a dynamic thing. And so there isn't an end result of always feeling safe. It is normal to expand and feel a little off a little bit, or a little vulnerable. This vulnerability is what makes you learn, because you're open for a moment. Now, the trick is, during a transition time of growth, when we are vulnerable, that can happen through a change in life, through moving, through somebody dying, through an illness, all kinds, through going through an exam, having a baby, you know, all these things.
Yes.
That, you see, there's a reason why we have traditions, like, let's say, birthday ceremonies, weddings, funerals, and all this, or whatever else, you know, Thanksgiving dinner and all that stuff. I mean, they always changed, but the whole point is people came together at critical times in life and celebrated in order to dance back then, and they laughed and made music and sang. Why did they do that? Because they want to allow that goodness, the soul power, the light that's within them, especially the community, to come out and support each other and to bond. We do this a little bit today in these group calls. We come together to celebrate something that's more important than disease. And because we don't do this anymore, we're on our own. So now you are mostly on your own when you go through a critical time. Mm-hmm. And so what you can do is, for example, use anything that reminds you of goodness. You know, you either you allow for the vulnerability and notice that you feel unsafe, and at the same time, you are also doing things, you know, that assist you to trust in a better tomorrow. You know, anything that helps you with that. So, you know, so
I feel like I
normal.
Do that a lot.
Good.
Yes.
But it's still, you're always feeling unsafe.
But there's always just, I don't know, maybe the word not unsafe, an anxiousness, or just like, I said, the inability to relax. Like my hands are still stuck in a clawed position, and I feel like if I could just relax, they would open up.
That bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just unlock something in your solar plexus here. And just move your hands, even just the way you said it, right? If you can move your fingers a little bit, and just going to open up the astral and clear something through. And opening in to feeling safe. And resting within yourself. clear something in the throat. And a little something like a blockage, or getting the word little trauma or something. Might not be from this life, allowing that to clear through. Do you have something with your thyroid?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really a thyroid thing, right? Yeah. So it's from a past life. So touch it a little. It's almost like I can see it. It's like a sideways flat egg shape or something.
Okay.
So allowing that to clear. Do you feel the calm suddenly coming in?
I do. I do.
Mm-hmm. So it's all true, everything we've spoken about, right? There is constant, life is a challenge, and we have to have courage to meet it all the time. But we have to have we have to have the confidence and the depth that we're completely equipped, absolutely and completely equipped to be in this life, because we are the light, we're the cause of all this.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, yeah. So right now, in this moment, I'm saying this to bring these words deep into you. Something that's about three lifetimes back.
Okay.
I keep seeing it at night. I don't know why. You probably were a knight, you know, and probably some battle. I keep seeing it in a knight suit.
I do feel like I've, you know, had a lot of struggles, but yet I've had a very interesting and so grateful for my life. And. Been very inspiration to a lot of people, but I just feel like I'm 58. I'd like to have more fun.
That's a good attitude.
Enjoy the planet.
Are you more relaxed now? How does it feel inside?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I have tears in my eyes because it's like,
good.
And when I heard your voice for the very first time, it's like, that's what I want to tap into, that calm confidence. I want to feel that.
You can. It's inside you, too. And you just have to, keep finding it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I love you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Oh, that's good. And this is a Heike. Hello. It's on a web call. Heike, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello, Aratima.
Hello.
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you for taking my call. So I have a skin issue on my left lower leg since a long time, and I would like to do something with that.
But left lower leg, and what is it? What does it look like? Can you describe it?
It's like a red spot, but it's a diameter of, I think, 10 centimeters. And
okay, can you put your hand on it? Oh, can you reach it?
Yes.
Okay, so we're just going to ask. Okay. Okay, so let's take something out of there. And just let go of your hand, just relax. Looks like an injury. And, speak.
Yes, I hit my leg when we had to move out of the apartment where we lived for a long time, and it doesn't want to recover.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, it looked like an arrow in there. So there's some kind of psychic attack. In this process of moving or so, like we just talked about transitions, we're always vulnerable in transitions. And so there's like a psychic attack. We're just going to ask all psychic attacks upon you, and for you the need to have that as well to be neutralized and eliminated and cleared, and strengthening a little bit the connection between your second, and if you've seen your third chakra and the fourth chakra. And are you feeling different right now, Heike?
There was a hot wave coming.
Yeah, exactly. It went through your whole body, right? Yes. There's something else going on that is complex in terms of your upbringing, and there's some emotional stuff going on. All this. I just went all through that because in order, just because that hot wave you felt, just allow everything to go and just choose right now in this present moment that I really like my skin to be healed and whole, and you know, everything is closed, all my boundaries are just perfect. And I just know that I'm already well. I give thanks to that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good for you. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Heike. Okay, I'll let you go. Thanks. Bye. We're in Hawaii now. Claire, hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. How can we, what can we do together?
Well, I wanted to ask about an upper issue that I have. It's I have this nasal stuffiness that it usually comes in the evening, and when I sleep, when I get up, I feel like, oh, my nose is kind of stuffy on one side.
So
and,
which side is it, the right or the left? The
it's
left?
Either. If I turn my head to the other side, then the other side gets, you know, it's like it drains or something, and then the other side gets open.
Okay, so you're draining some kapha out, right? You're draining. Do you have a tendency to just, I know you're in Hawaii right now. Yeah. Let me just, it's a kapha issue, so let's kind of clear some of that extra moisture out of your body. Do you have digestive issues as well?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's correct that. Correcting the two channels, it's the Ida and the Pingala channel, and allowing them to be... You have children, Claire?
I just have a daughter. None of my own.
And none of your own, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting children. Is there a little bit of a, what's the word, almost like a sadness around that?
Not that I know of. I have a granddaughter who, a step-granddaughter and a step-grandson.
Okay, good. Yeah. There's something I'm getting about children. So we'll just allow it clearing deeper patternings, emotions, to free you from something that, there you go, that's it. I don't know if you could feel that's pretty strong, actually moving through upwards the energy and opening the crown chakra. Allowing that to clear through. And asking, yeah, there you go. Does it feel lighter in your head or your nose better?
Yeah, I think it's lighter, yeah.
Good. And then I want you to, before you go to bed, you might even do some alternating nostril breathing where you just breathe, you close one nose and you breathe into one nostril and then the opposite and you go back and forth. Do you know about that? Are you aware of that?
Maybe. Yeah, I've heard of that. You've heard of that.
Yeah. Maybe you look it up on YouTube, alternated nostril breathing, and you just kind of balance it out a little bit more, okay?
Okay. Is there an audio from the that would be good for me to use?
Sorry, I don't have any audio made for that right now. So you have to go on YouTube, yeah. But otherwise,
well,
you know,
for this type of upper nasal stuffiness or something from your package, is there something that would help with that?
Of course, yeah. Like any of the MP3s, the light itself will make the changes, and you might do the circulation, right? The heart, joyful heart, the major organ. You can do that as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. So we have a person now in where is this, in Los Angeles, and her name is last name Martinez. Hello. Hello. Well, she's not there. Okay. So we're gonna go to Santa Barbara. Lynn.
Hi.
Hello.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
I'm calling for my Cassie, Miss K. She's on.
Oh, yes.
It's her turn to share your joy.
I do remember, but you know, it's really not about adult children. Remember that? She's an adult.
Can you, she accidentally... Hello?
Hello.
I'm so sorry.
Who's that now?
I'm so shocked to have your attention. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Is this Miss Kay?
I was hoping that you could help me with alignment.
Okay.
I feel a little bit more on the left side of my body than I do my right, if that makes sense. If I have health concerns or issues, it usually crops up on the right side of my body. Mm. So I feel like I'm off balance.
Okay, bring your attention to your heart. And bring your attention to your feet. And first thing, you want to really ground. You're not very grounded. So that will help to let the energies, you know, find their center point. Do you notice that already starting to change right now? Do you feel more centered?
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. And just, yeah, so allow yourself to be more present with life. And there's lots going on in your head all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. You see, when you do that, it's like driving a car instead of a, you know, you took the steering wheel and you go to left or the right, to left or the right, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you're not going to be balanced. So you need to look straight ahead. That's
okay.
Really the main problem. So as you are really focused and focused, not, it's not just about the goal in front of you, but really you're resting more and being present with what is, what's right ahead of you. Just like driving. Just don't go too far ahead. But you're just
okay.
Here, and that will
okay.
Really help you balance. Yes? Okay?
Right.
You're welcome.
You.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, and we're now in Calgary, Alberta. Is this, hello?
Hi.
Hi,
it's Winona.
Oh, yeah, hi there.
Yes,
okay.
Hi. well, first of all, yes, I'm feeling so much more energy and better and doing, you know, incredible things. It's all wonderful. But my issue, but there's a but in there, of course, is my left foot, the heel and just in front of it, it's impeding me not like to be able to exercise or anything because it gets so sore, like if I go hiking or if I walk too much or stand too much.
Your
and
heels.
It showed up about, yeah, the one, and especially the one, my feet used to bug me, but they've been good, but this one, like, yeah, I can't.
Have you ever really massaged them properly? Like in the
I try, but sometimes it's almost a stinging feeling, like there's a swelling just in front of the heel, and then it's like stings, so I didn't know if it was bone, maybe.
But then you want to massage. Don't be scared of it. Wherever it hurts, you just go in there, and there's a blockage, right? You want to remove the blockage. So really
mm-hmm.
massage all around it, and then come closer
okay.
and closer to the point where it hurts the most.
Okay.
You know. And, I mean, you don't have a broken foot, right? So it's not like you need a cast.
No, it isn't.
So then there is no reason not to massage. And especially your feet, they can really handle a very deep. You might even need to take some things that really dig deep and find those areas to release it. So anyway, in this present moment
okay.
right now, did you say the left foot? I can't remember what you said.
Yeah,
yes.
It's the worst, yeah.
So the left foot. So it's really about receiving. And, you know, that goes kind of knowing you for a while. What can I say? If you're laughing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We talk about walking without a net and all that. So. So receiving is the feminine foot, right? So just receiving
mm-hmm.
and trusting. And, yeah, so just allowing that to flow for everybody. Again, it's so hard to move out of the masculine doership, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll let you go with that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Okay, so we have, it is 44777.
Oh, hi, is that me?
Yes, it's you. Hi.
Hi, it's Kim from London. Hi.
Oh, my goodness. Hello. Yes, you go. I got to learn these numbers. They're, like, easy to learn, your numbers.
Lots of seven.
Yes, lots of seven. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that transmission. It's lovely. It's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here feeling really blissed out. and it kind of feels sort of weird to think that I've got any issues that I need to address at the moment. I'm sort of in a lovely state of light.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, would it be all right just to sit with you for a while?
Sure. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe for everybody, just be present.
Hmm.
Nice. Thank you, Kim.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And this might be Europe, too. 441179. Hello? 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 Yeah, I can hear you. Who's that?
Well, I'm Beth. Can you hear me?
Beth. Yes, Beth. I can hear you. Hello.
It wasn't the same phone number, so I was just trying to work it out. I'm in Bristol in the UK.
Okay, if you can come close to the microphone, I'll hear you better. What is it that I can help you with?
Well, I've been hyperthyroid for some time. I think it's affected my adrenal function because I have a lot of sort of symptoms that would suggest disarrayed adrenal function.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have super high blood pressure, so it's doing my head in trying to understand the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had 3 Takotsubo type heart attacks in the past 21 months, which again I think is caused by that whole hormonal disarray.
Mm.
But the medical profession doesn't look into why you're having them. They just give you some blood pressure medication and, you know, bring you away and hope you don't have another one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so maybe
so I feel like I have to be the detective and sort it all out. But I am also aware emotionally I am, you know, pretty stuck in my life. So.
Yeah. Do you remember what I said in the beginning? This is good. But let's not try to be too much of a detective because essentially the answer is clear why we're sick is because there's too much thinking. And especially the thyroid is very sensitive. What you take in, what you watch in TV, how much you use your cell phone, how are you enough in nature, like the whole artificial, are you living in a big city, you know, all these things, I mean, the food we eat, everything is just making us really sick. So it is very important to take time of quietude and of beauty and to trust and to really go back into that. I'm going to help you right now in this moment to settle back into your true nature, which is naturally healing. And to trust that you are allowing yourself just to hand yourself over again to your nature, which heals you. And it can do it much better. We don't understand how a cut on the skin heals. We will never figure it out. We'll just clean it up and give it the space to heal together. We might put a bandage on or an ointment or not, but that's it. And then even then, it will still heal even if we don't do anything about it. So we just let it heal. So right now, in this present moment, allowing to correct the thyroid back to its original function and design, and which means, in your case, really slowing down and finding joy and happiness and correcting the heart responses, rhythm, pulse, and the pituitary gland, adrenals. Yeah, strengthening your adrenals. Right here, strengthening your adrenals. And this is just from living. You've kind of, they're a little bit, you know, taxed here. So allowing to everybody, again, strengthening adrenals. Can you feel the change in your body right now?
Mm, I was thinking so much, I probably didn't notice.
That's right, you were thinking so much, and that is what... Yeah,
can
that's good.
Can you tell me why I'm having the heart attack? So.
Why do you have a heart attack? Well, because I just said it already. Why do you have a heart attack? Because the more is out of disarray, and more disarray there's in the body, things will just start to not function quite right. You know, there's always one thing, and then there's another, and one. It's like a domino effect. So the thinking is going to, you know, not help you get healed. So if you have a heart attack, you know, I was a nurse. I remember heart attack people, they weren't allowed to have their newspapers to read. They had to be all bored sitting there, and they'd just go nuts. Their mind would go 100 miles a minute, because they are so high strung. So you need to kind of just gaze at the moon, at the night sky, at a tree, at some flowers, do nothing. Just enjoy yourself. Eat slowly, smell, taste your food. Come back to the basics of life. Very important. Just even if you do this only for 3 weeks, you'll see miracles happening in your life and in your hormones. Mm-hmm. Yeah? There you go. There you start to adjust. I'm sensing some in the group right now adjusting, actually. That's good. So thank you for your contribution. And when your mind just gets all busy and says, why did this happen? Don't answer. Say to the mind, go. You know, just look at a nice tree. What is it that heals? Yeah, nature heals. Good. There you go. Touch your thyroid for a moment now.
Touch it.
Yeah, just touch your throat mm-hmm. for a moment. Yes.
I've been told it's atrophied because I've been taking thyroid hormone for a long time.
Yeah, I know. They all tell you lots of things, and there's a spell already right here. They tell you, and you believe it. And yes, on one level, it's true. But if I had listened to all the doctors, I would have a lack of many organs today, and I would be probably dead. You cannot.
I was a little bit the last heart attack because I wouldn't take the medication. They just went to go home, and which wasn't very good care after a heart attack.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. You're okay. You can heal. You're okay. Yeah. Okay, here. Take a deep breath. Okay, just stay with the call and just enjoy the others. Don't forget yourself a little bit. Just enjoy listening to the others. Not overly... Not too little, just like, oh, it's a nice radio show. Just enjoy and be with us. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. That will really help more, and your healing will continue. That's great. Thank you very much. Okay. Bye. Bye. Okay. So we are at 649528. Hello? Okay. Hello? 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 Okay, we're going to go to New York. This is Irene. Hello, Irene. How are you today?
Hi. I am a lot better since I've been working with you. You know, I find that your son just transports me to another level of existence.
It's true.
The
it's
energy of
it is another level. It is. Yeah, just keep coming.
And I love that level, believe me. I have a crazy thing going on with my teeth. I have pain on the left side, on the up. I have a bridge on the lower quadrant and painful on the upper. I went to the dentist and he took x-rays and he said there is nothing wrong with me. But when I am eating anything sharp or hot and cold and whatever, I have this really bad nerve pain. So
on
I don't
right
know
side?
How to roll down.
Did you say on the right side?
No, on the left.
On the left
both
side.
Of them are on the left.
Okay.
On the upper and lower.
Okay, just touch that area and input your entire hands, your fingers, all is touching your temporal bone as well. So like that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You can just hold it there gently, yeah. You can take your hand down. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is this some kind of a psychic thing?
No, it's well, you could call it psychic, but really, often astrologically, when there's always energies shifting and moving, and sometimes the energies are actually challenging certain things, and then there are. You can, because the nerves are the ones that pick up energies the easiest, right? So they start to sometimes, resonate it, and then what I'm doing is really allowing something to move through a little faster, so it doesn't get stuck on your nerves. Or like it's almost like they're being squished by some energy, and they're responding to it. But it's not like it has. There's nothing physically wrong with the teeth themselves. You know what I'm saying?
So the dentist is right. This is really unbelievable. I mean, I never came across anything like this, but most of the time I don't feel that I'm in my body. I go through the day, but it's like I'm absent-minded and I'm someplace else. Am I going slightly crazy? Or
No, because you're already older, and if you're listening to my, you can sense that the primordial light is in another dimension, really. It's the source of all there is. So what I suggest is that you actually sit down back straight and put your palms down, flat down on your thighs, and just sit like that. And you'll get the sense of your breath will be deep and your feet will be active. And then you will embody this light more. And you just sit there, 5 minutes or maybe longer, and then when you feel like you're really alert, then you go about your day. And when you feel like a little bit spaced out or something, sit again and just allow, because you're older, allow this light to come into the body. It's quite easy for you because you have a very open crown chakra. When we get older, it just really, we're ready to be open to these other dimensions anyway, so.
No, I see. So it's my age, it's not me. Thanks.
It's a good thing. No, it's a good thing.
No,
you want to work with it. I know, yeah. I know, you understand. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Irene.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. I'm so
you're
grateful.
Welcome.
You are unique on so many levels, and people pick that up. I could hear that from the conversations, and I am delighted that
thank you
are recognized. Yeah,
thank you
so much.
Thank you, Irene. Thank you. Okay, so we are here at 447876. Who's that? 447876.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, it's Monica.
Monica. Hi.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm London. I'd like to see whether you can clear some blocks to healing or receiving, because it seems to be like fear of getting healed because I got one issue after the other. And also, that is something very strange. When I was listening, because I've listened like to your recording every day, and when I focus on my mind, like even inside my head, I feel like my mind is pushed outside on my right, outside my head, which is really uncomfortable.
Hmm. Okay. In the beginning, there was something that I didn't quite get completely, but it was something about that there's a block to healing, and then you said something.
Oh, no, whether you can check if there is any, because I seem to have one after the other.
Hmm. Okay, well, if you're asking the question, it's obvious that there's a block, right? Because you don't seem to get more joyful and heal quickly enough. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, maybe because like there is one, one seems to get better in one. There is always something coming, and so I don't know whether it got like a fear issue, because my mom has passed away with lots of issues, and I don't know if it's something maybe underlying.
Okay, let me help you a little bit here. Your thinking isn't helpful. How you think about life isn't very helpful. Your mom passed away with a lot of issues. Okay, that was her story, and that has creates a certain amount of sense of loss and grief for you, and that is fine. Now, you are your own person, you are your own soul, so you can now, in this moment, choose to fly to New York or to London. Yeah, so that means you can right now in this moment choose to live in health and in well-being, and that means that you have to eradicate a lot of doubting and negativity and mistrust and all these things. And these are the blocks for healing. So fear to be like your mom is something we want to remove, right? Because that's one of these your concerns, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now in this present moment, we're just going to ask now that you are open to experiencing yourself and your own dharma, your own expression in life, and to drop out of the imprints from your family and from your mother, and to embrace really that you are something new, like every breath that is new, every day can be new.
Okay, thank you. And also, Rafina, you know, the fact that when I focus and I meditate, I don't feel in my head, but I feel like something is moving right to outside on my right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just put your hands in that area. Can you put your hand on the right side of your head?
The right side.
Yeah, you said the right
side. My head?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, just even you can touch the right side, the parietal bone in that area. Okay, good. I got it. Okay, just rest your hand down. We're just going to ask this to be corrected. You might feel a little bit of spinning in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not integrating. It's energy stuck there and it's integrating. There you go. It's integrating now. Can you feel the difference starting to come into the center of the head right now? It's actually getting brighter.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. I see.
Good. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Can we keep listening to the recording?
Yes, always. Yes, keep listening. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and we're in... this is, I think, Linda in Ontario. Is that right? Hello, Linda. Hi.
Oh, hi, beautiful light. How are you?
Thank you.
I'm very well, thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm just amazed at this call. It's just so relevant to so many things going on with me. But I'm also wanting to release this resistance of this pain in my thigh that's either coming from my hip or back or something.
Oh, we've worked on this before, didn't we?
No, and it's still, and it's funny when you were talking about resistance, I had this image of like an American football player kicking a football. So I don't know what that's about.
Okay.
So weird.
Okay, we'll just, I'm just going to trust your vision here and just allow any of that a movement of some sort that was not kind of in alignment or not timed properly, throwing something off within you. It goes deep into the base chakra.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're going to go through all times and spaces and into your soul lineage and into your ancestral lineage, allowing this to be released now. And strengthening towards joy of movement and flexibility and pleasantness. Oh, no, it's very prickly here. Ooh, there's a lot of static. And now it's the right side is coming up all the way up into the ovary area.
Yeah, it kind of radiates out from that whole general area.
It's clearing, though, right now.
Lots of movement in there.
I'm getting some images of wiring and stuff. So this could be sort of torture from certain lives. And maybe being kicked as well and all that. It is some kind of not a nice scene here that I'm seeing. So just allow yourself to just let that go. Just offer it up. It's really a dream. And let the body just let that expand now. It's expanding quite nicely already, so I think it should. And just make sure you don't keep because you have a certain amount of healing power, Linda. Don't dwell your attention on it.
Yeah, I'm trying to just release any. When it comes up, I just allow it to be there. I don't even think about it.
That's good.
Until
Yeah. Good. Okay. So you keep doing that. Okay. Is that feeling better already?
It is. Yes. Beautiful. Thank you.
Good.
I thought it was a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo in there.
It is. There is a mumbo jumbo. Okay. Thanks, Linda.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. I have Nola here. Hello, Nola. How are you?
Hi. Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to see whether you could tell me or explore the source of the nausea to release it in my stomach.
Did you have that for a while?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's partly, I feel like it's at the source of my weight because I'm always trying to really address the nausea.
Mm.
And I do remember a time when I didn't have that.
Are you saying that when you eat, the nausea goes away?
I think so, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's clear that. Yeah, and we're also going to remove a little entity here on the left side over the between stomach and spleen. Is the nausea starting to change?
Throat.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a pesky little entity. Okay. I'm asking to clear a lot of patterns that you got imprinted on, you still believe in. And now it's coming out, the head's going through the third eye. Good. So don't try to understand it now. Just drop back into your heart and just find the joy inside you. I'm just going to completely let go of this drama. There's some layers from school in that. Clearing that as well. You're going through quite I can see there's so much going on with you, Nola, right now. You're going through a lot of past cleansing, right? Like childhood and this and that. Are you aware of that?
Yeah,
lots of it. Yeah, so make sure that you keep coming back to your center at some times and just forget about all of it. And then, you know, you just keep doing your work, yeah. Does it feel better now?
It does. I laughed. I had put my feet, my hands on my legs to hold the energy in, and then took a call and told her to do that, and I had already just done it before. So that felt magical.
Oh, good. Okay. Thanks, Nola. Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, this is Susan in Oregon. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Susan. Hi, who is Susan?
I'm so happy. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you? Oh, yes. Okay. So the biggest issue for me is that I cannot seem to disconnect the energy between myself and my husband. We mimic each other's illnesses. And we've been married 31 years. And it's, and I feel like it's stuck in my thyroid. I have thyroid nodules that I started to develop when he had bladder cancer in 1997. So this is how long I've been trying to disconnect that without affecting the love and support we have for each other. I just feel like it's too much.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is making me sense. Too much connection between us that we're acting like that.
Yeah, well, you know, you've been married for 35 years, so of course you're becoming more of one unit of energy, so that's normal. And a woman specifically will take on a husband's energy because she's magnetic and there's sexual intercourse and all that. So you're becoming more and more patterned. That in itself is normal, and that's just the law of nature. You know, if I put a cloth into fabric dye, it'll just stick, the color will stick on it, you know. So, but where it becomes problematic is that you have not, in those years, you have not cultivated a sense of your true self, nor, neither your husband. So that means that you need to, what I said in the beginning of the call is that to be less a person and to be more your true you. And when I say, for when I ask you right now, bring your attention to the sense of me when you say me. Can you find that?
Yes.
Are you familiar with that place at all?
It makes me sad when I go there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good though. Good response. So you just sensing how much you have not been yourself. So that's all you have to do. That's the me. It's underneath the emotions. So with time, the emotions on the top will, they will be dissipating and other emotions. But the me is really where you rest. That's who you are. That cannot get sick. That one is your source of all goodness. And it's one doorway to the light. So just practice, because inside, you know, in the physical body, being married for 35 years, of course, people start looking alike as well. It's just normal. You cannot avoid it. Yeah, so that's okay. But when you are in the sense of me, what happens is your aura galvanizes in a way that it doesn't start to reflect the people on the outside that are closest, but your body will be more reflect that sense of me, which is wholeness. And then your health starts returning. Yeah? Is it making sense?
I'm not sure that it is. And because the words are getting in my way. because he has dementia and I'm his caregiver. And so the dynamic in the marriage has completely shifted because of that.
Well, that doesn't matter. Even nurses, that's okay. Even nurses will take on stuff from whoever, when you're in a proximity of 3 to 6 feet, often the 3 feet is the strongest, but even 6 feet, we take on energies from people around us. That's just a fact. Healers that work directly with people in the praxis, like I did, hands-on, or in close proximity, you take on everything right into the body. There is nothing you can do about that. That's just reality. So that's why you have to be, especially if you're the caregiver, that means is that you're the stronger one. Your energy will be siphoned off into your husband. You pour, it's like water. You take a pitcher and the glass is lower, the water will pour down because there's gravity. So if you have more energy, you'll pour more energy into your husband. So you have to be very centered in your sense of, in your core. Even you go on my website and use the free MP3, the audio link. You practice being in your core so that you cannot be in this kind of business relationship of give and take constantly, you know?
Right.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Yeah, good. Okay. Thanks. Okay, so it is 12:08, but I'm getting the message to take some more calls here. So I'm going to do that. And I have Virginia on the call in Fort Lauderdale. Hello?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, can you please help me with the pain in my left hip joint and my left buttock, please?
Okay, can you put your hand there? Is it came on suddenly or was it there for a while already?
A long time.
Long time. Unraveling now. Can you feel that?
Feel a little movement.
Mm-hmm. And there's like little spirals of energy like drilled into it. So like, we're just going to undrill that. There you go. And there's going to be some grief. Good. And you're going to feel a little insecure right now. Is that true? A sense of insecurity? Or
Yeah, and I feel a little coldness in my back.
Yes. Yeah, just let that move through. That's good. You just you were counteracting the sense of insecurity, and then, you know, it's like we kind of compensate and cope, and so everything got jammed up. So just going to allow that to flow through, all causes and reasons for that, all ideas around it, all emotions. There you go. And there's stuff now in the throat happening, and it's a big clearing. Oh, my God. Whew.
Thank God.
Goodness, yeah. That's going to keep clearing. So there's emotions and grief in there as well. So I want to let you go. There's a thing. Just sit with it. Let it keep flowing through, Virginia, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm going to go to Anaheim. There's a lady called Nancy. Hello?
Hi. Hi, Rathima.
Hi there.
I'm so appreciative to be able to speak with you. You are so loving and kind.
Well, thank you.
My knee has stuff in it, and it's preventing me from walking.
You can't walk at all?
I can walk, but it's with a straight leg and very painful and scary.
Oh, you mean it's just locked for a while? Can you explain it better?
It hurts when I bend it. And so when I'm walking, I'm very conscious of it. I'm very careful because I know it only takes a moment to...
Okay, let's unlock it, okay? Let's unlock something. You might even touch the knee a little bit and unlock something here. To move freely. Is it on the right side?
Yes, it's on the right.
You know, this has something to do with your father, directly, actually. And it's almost like something you heard, or there's something that's something sudden. And I'm just going to clear that out now. I'm offering you again that life always wants mobility for you, freedom, and joy, and pleasantness in the body, and allowing yourself to receive that now. You don't have to listen to anything else. While we continue to love our parents unconditionally as for what they are and who they are, we don't have to agree nor disagree. And just something in the base chakra right now. How do you feel right now? Did you notice something?
I'm remembering an incident, but I thought it was related to my throat chakra, where my father stopped me from speaking. But that, other than that,
it's the same thing, though. It's linked. And there was a little like a, it looked like a centimeter long reddish, kind of like a thing, I can't, like a hook or something. It was in the base chakra, something like a, something got locked up. So, you know, the throat is where we harbor all karma. So whatever, it's like a blueprint, right? Whatever happens in the throat essentially goes all over the body. That's why the thyroid is so important as well. So, you have the freedom to kind of see this in a different light today. And know that your father said something from a place of whatever he was conscious of. And with no judgment, we just allow that to be what it is. And you now have the freedom to speak and move. Because every day is new.
Right.
Every breath is new. Okay?
Well, in that incident, I felt I was standing up to him.
Mm.
And what I got out of it is that I shouldn't, because I wasn't respectful. So there was this balance of me feeling it, but yet.
Yeah, that's
why. Totally, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said no judgment. So in that moment, there was judgment, and right now you just you can see it and just soften into it and just forgive yourself. Yeah, good. Okay.
Thank you.
I'd love to hear about it, if that you can walk again. Thanks. Okay, bye. Okay, so it's 12:14. I'm going to just sit with you here for a moment, everybody. We're just going to connect again through the primordial light. And clearing every question, all the hands raised that I'm seeing. I'm very sorry I can't speak with everybody. I always invite you to contact me personally for a session, individually, and or to come in one of the target calls that I have, where we can, these are smaller groups where we work with particular issues, and I'm always open to receiving ideas of what we can work together where there's smaller groups. And so there, again, many people say they don't even have to talk to me and healing happens. So right now in this present moment, I ask again that everything that is, for everybody who's asking a question right now, still hasn't talked and spoken, to allow this to heal, clear, and change and shift, bring insight if you need insight. We do need light. We need peace, we need warmth in the heart, and we need depth in our power. We have deep power of certainty, warmth in the heart, unconditional allowing, and a peace in the mind to be in stillness while we are active in the world. So at all times and spaces, again, asking spirit to clear and release whatever is burdening you right now in this moment. And I ask again that for everybody right now that's on the call here and in the replay, that the package for you is going to be, again, amplified 100 times, more opening to the light, more receptivity. Wonderful. Good. So allow yourself to feel the feet under the ground under your feet. Just connect with the earth and come into your present environment. If you've had your eyes closed, allow yourself to be really present to this day, to this moment right now. And I'm going to thank everybody for being participating, for working with my energy in the packages, with the primordial light, with spirit, with applying yourself, not giving up, continuing to move through times that are difficult, and learn to be strong in standing in your own light and your own sense of who you truly are. And maybe we'll speak again at another time and in a different circumstance. So thank you very much. And God bless everybody. And have a wonderful evening or day. Thank you. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.